It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If someone named Chris owns a book and we want to talk about Chris's book, we immediately run into an apostrophe problem.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Problem apostrophes, hey, so many places to go with that. Where would you like to start?
I think the biggest problem is when the noun ends in S and we want to make it a possessive, which immediately runs us into the question of, is it apostrophe S or just an apostrophe?
Use an example.
So, James. And it's James's house. So is it James, J-A-M-E-S, apostrophe, or J-A-M-E-S, apostrophe S?
See, I would do apostrophe S.
And I would too, but there are people who really don't, they aesthetically don't like the S apostrophe S. And they say it doesn't look good. Now, if you look in style guides, you will find a range of answers. There isn't one answer, because often students and my colleagues will say, Anne, what is the answer? How are you supposed to deal with nouns that end in S? And I say, it depends what style guide you look at. If you look at Strunk and White, which is a very common style guide, one people respect a lot, Strunk and White says, if you have a noun ending in S, add apostrophe S in all instances, except for Moses, Jesus, and other classical names.
I see how that works. Well, then what about Grandma Moses?
Well, I think that's one of the questions. And if you are someone whose name is Jesus, do you fall into the exception or not? Now, other style guides will say it depends on the pronunciation. So if you would add an extra syllable, you should add apostrophe S. So the boss's memo, it should be boss apostrophe S because it's an extra syllable. But if you say, for goodness sake, it's goodness, S apostrophe, because there's no extra syllable.
Sorry to interrupt, but what if we're talking about bosses, plural?
Right. So bosses, plural, you're going to add the ES to make plural and then just the apostrophe.
Okay.
Some style guides will say it's a distinction between proper nouns and common nouns. So a common noun like boss will take the apostrophe S, but a proper noun like James, just an apostrophe. Then we have the issue of the Jones family, and the Jones family owns a house. So we have the Joneses' house, which many style guides will tell you is J-O-N-E-S-E-S apostrophe.
So in other words, we can look at it, and if it looks right, we can just use our intuition and go from there?
This is about where I'm landing at this point, although many style guides will say, pick one theory and stick with it all the way through a text.
That's what I'm going to do. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.